Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The dam is starting to crack, and Joe Biden isn't fooling anyone anymore, including on the idea that he's not pressuring Merrick Garland in any way with the investigation of his son. Now CBS News is hedging their bets for the very first time with the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell. They actually had a segment about Hunter Biden. This has not happened in the entire presidency of Joe Biden. And CBS, the same news organization that lied to the American people, saying that it was Russian disinformation, the Hunter Biden story and his laptop. Now, they understand that it's no longer just Hunter Biden. And I've done multiple episodes in our podcast just about Hunter Biden's brother, James Biden. If you missed any of the James Biden story, how he had been funneling money to Senator Joe Biden, then President Joe Biden, for decades, and enriching the Biden family. He was the bag man when Hunter Biden wasn't old enough to be a bag man. Well, guess what? All of that is now coming out, and now there are new details in a probe, not just of Hunter Biden, but also of James Biden. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, why is CBS News doing this on the nightly news for the first time ever? Because they know what I just said. The dam is breaking and they have to now get ahead of the story. There's no way they can't not cover the story because the cracks are happening so quickly and the leaks are now starting to come. And there's a real discussion now among Democratic operatives if it's maybe it's time not just to get rid of Hunter Biden, but maybe even to get rid of Joe Biden. Now, if you saw Joe Biden in the embarrassing videos of him at the White House with Barack Obama over the last 48 hours, some of the videos of him walking aimlessly around the room, him being ignored by the vice president and Barack Obama and other leaders. It's very clear that the Democratic Party doesn't even give a crap about him anymore. They don't care that he's the president of the United States of America. He's now become a liability. It's clear they don't believe that he can cognitively run the country anymore. And the question is, who is running the country? Is it his chief of staff? Is it the vice president? Is it Barack Obama's people? We don't have an answer to that question. But what we do see now is that the media is taking the lead from Democrats who are now starting to talk quietly about maybe it is okay to get rid of Joe Biden earlier than the end of his first term. And if you do that, and they've been floating this idea over the last 24 hours, does that give a better chance for an open election and to not have Joe Biden pulling us down in the next election? So now the GOP and a probe of Hunter Biden's business dealings is turning to the president's brother, James Biden. And this could easily turn into a major criminal investigation. But the fact that CBS News is even talking about this is, again, tells you how quickly the Democratic Party is starting to turn on the president. Just 4 days ago, the media was doing everything they could to protect and separate the Hunter Biden story from Joe Biden. Now, this story's gotten too big. It is impossible to separate the two men from one another. We also told you, and if you missed this part of the story, go back and listen to our podcast from yesterday, where we now know for a fact that the president of the United States of America lied to the American people about his son's business dealings when he said he knew nothing about what his son was doing in business. We have this letter, this FedEx envelope, that proves that Hunter Biden was selling influence and influence peddling to his clients. He had a Chinese businessman with direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese Communist government. And he asked for a letter of recommendation from Hunter Biden, from his firm, from his business partner, who is now a convicted felon, and asked for a letter to be written from Joe Biden to Brown University. Not only did they give that letter, but they FedEx the letter. Joe Biden FedEx that letter to the Brown University president. It is impossible to now say that you can separate the two men. And the media is realizing that they can no longer protect this president, and maybe they want to bring him down on purpose just to get rid of him. And that is exactly why CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell had this report. Listen.
CBS News investigation by Catherine Herridge, who spoke with a top Republican senator.
By the way, I love how they call it an investigation. This is an investigation, okay? CBS News isn't undercovering anything new, right? They're not investigating anything. They're just reporting on the news that's been out there for years. Right, this laptop has been out there for over a year. CBS News is not investigating anything, and they're lying to their audience. Like, CBS investigates is really diving into this. No, you're not. You're reporting what we already know. You're just now actually reporting it. So don't be impressed by CBS News, and don't be caught up in their lies that they're, quote, investigating. They're just telling the audience everything that I've been telling you for years and months and weeks,
who for years has been investigating the business dealings of the president's brother and son.
CBS News has learned that more than 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. Some of those concerns included large wire transfers.
This is the way it is.
After a nearly three-year investigation, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told CBS News he believes the president's younger brother, James, was instrumental in Hunter Biden's Chinese business ventures.
I think James Biden was very much a part of this.
James Biden has worked as an entrepreneur and recently in the healthcare industry.
We will focus on James Biden, the president's brother.
This week, Grassley released bank records indicating James Biden's company, the Lionhall Group, was paid directly by a Chinese-financed consulting firm.
These records come directly from the banks, no third party.
You're absolutely right.
In our interview, Grassley did not allege the Bidens broke the law, but he said it's concerning that both Hunter and James Biden were promised retainers for their China work totaling $165,000 a month in 2017.
By the way, let's just really step back here for a second. Hunter, you got $65,000 a month coming into Hunter and Joe Biden, his brother, and James is the bag man that has created and helped basically bring in Hunter Biden. That's what this is. It's confirmation of what we've been saying. And I think Grassley's smart to not say anything about this being criminally. He's just bringing it up so that they have to investigate it. because he knows what I know. Once you start investigating it, there's no way that this family can do any of the things that they're doing right now without you just straight up saying that it is, in fact, what I just described as a crime family. None of these business deals get done without Joe Biden. If Joe Biden wasn't alive, this wouldn't be talked about. If Joe Biden wasn't in power, this wouldn't be happening. If Joe Biden wasn't the vice president, they don't get these paychecks. And if Joe Biden doesn't become president, the money doesn't keep flowing in like it still is right now. No one's buying Hunter Biden art for six figures or five figures, probably, if his father isn't the president. No one gives a crap about Joe Biden, son Hunter Biden, or his brother James Biden, if he's not in power. And as soon, and it just goes just like the Clinton Foundation or whatever you call it, the Clinton Initiative, whatever the crap their thing was called. When Hillary Clinton was in office, the millions of dollars kept being funneled into that family. And that's also, I would argue, a crime family. As soon as Hillary Clinton lost the presidential election, they realized she's out of power. They basically shut the thing down. It went dormant. Nobody's giving money anymore. Same exact thing. Influence peddling. You want something done with Hillary Clinton, you got to give money to the Clinton Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, whatever the hell it was called. You got to give some money if you want influence. Now, the State Department, you want favorable things to happen, you have to have influence. You want favorable things to happen for your country or trade deals, you got to give money to the Clinton Foundation. And then the money would come in, then Hillary Clinton would get to work for you. Before that, doesn't matter. There's nothing that is different between that and this. And now, all of a sudden, $65,000 a month, none of this happens. None of it happens without Joe Biden being in this scenario, being the president or the vice president. And when CBS News comes out and say they've learned that more than 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business dealings were flagged for further review by U.S. banks, that should tell you how much of this money was shady money. You don't have transactions flagged by banks unless there are international ties and connections to shady parts of the world or shady people in the world. And that's exactly what Chuck Grassley is saying here. That's a lot of banks.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you got to think about CBS News, what it took and how bad it must be to even put this information in the nightly news, which they've done everything they possibly could over the last multiple years to not even mention Hunter Biden. Certainly not to mention James Biden. But to not only mention them and then to actually say that there's more than 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs. I want to play it again because it's so amazing from CBS News.
CBS News has learned that more than 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. Some of those concerns included large wire transfers.
This is the way it is.
After a nearly three-year investigation, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told CBS News he believes the president's younger brother, James, was instrumental in Hunter Biden's Chinese business ventures.
I think James Biden was very much a part of this.
James Biden has worked as an entrepreneur and recently in the healthcare industry.
We will focus on James Biden, the president's brother.
This week, Grassley released bank records indicating James Biden's company, the Lionhall Group, was paid directly by a Chinese financed consulting firm.
These records come directly from the banks, no third party.
You're absolutely right.
In our interview, Grassley did not allege the Bidens broke the law, but he said it's concerning that both Hunter and James Biden were promised retainers for their China work totaling $165,000 a month in 2017 after Joe Biden left the vice presidency.
We have people with the Biden name dealing with Chinese business people that have a relationship through the Communist Party. I think it's very concerning.
This 2019 subpoena, verified by CBS News, shows federal investigators also sought Hunter and James Biden's business records from a major U.S. bank dating back to 2014.
By the way, in that same subpoena, Devin Archer, who's now the convicted felon, his name was in that subpoena as well. So what was the difference between why does that guy get charged with crimes? Why does that guy go to jail? Why does that guy get in trouble? But James Biden's still trading off his dad's name. So is his brother. How is Hunter and James Biden totally get to get away with all of this? You know exactly why. Because of their last name. And because the deep state was protecting this man, Joe Biden, at all costs, which goes back to that other part of the story. Let's remember. And the House Judiciary Committee Republicans have finally gotten off their ASSs and are demanding that the 51 former intelligence operatives who came out and signed that letter saying this was Russian hoax, Russian disinformation, this was a Russian lie about Hunter Biden, the laptop wasn't real. Five former CIA directors signed that letter as part of the 51 former intelligence operatives. Well, now the GOP is saying, hey, you might it's time for you guys to divulge the information about your 2020 statement. The documents from Hunter Biden's laptop could be Russian disinformation. A senior GOP aide telling the Post that the ex-spies should expect subpoenas next year if they fail to comply. All 19 Republicans on the panel have now signed a letter to the intelligence community stalwart demanding records on their claim that the laptop story had, quote, all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation, quote unquote. a statement which helped the Biden campaign discourage pre-election coverage of the emails linking Joe Biden to his son's business ventures in China and Ukraine and in Russia and his brother. A year and a half after the Post first reported on the hard drive contents, the Washington Post, as you know, and the New York Times recently said they verified that this was, in fact, real and that there is a federal investigation into the first son and his brother over possible tax fraud, money laundering, foreign lobbying crimes, and all of this as it continues to heat up. Now, quote, we now know from subsequent reporting that the New York Post article about Hunter Biden was not, as you and your co-signatures allege, part of a Russian misinformation or Russian information operation, the GOP letter states. This belated verification of the Post reporting raises fresh questions about the public statement you signed in October of 2020. The letter signed by Representative Jim Jordan, Daryl Isaac, Mike Johnson, and others demand that the ex-intelligence operatives, including former CIA directors John Brennan, Leon Panetta, and Michael Hayden, as well as ex-director of National Intelligence James Clapper, quote, identify all the people to whom you communicated about the inception, drafting, editing, signing, publishing, or promotion of the statement and provide all documents and communications referring or relating to that effort. Now, what this means is that the deep state is alive and well, and they were going to protect Joe Biden, which meant they were going to protect his brother, James Biden, and they were going to protect his son, Hunter Biden, and they were going to make sure he became president because the deep state wanted Trump out. They hated him because he was a disruptor of their world that they ran. They are worse than J. Edgar Hoover when it comes to corruption. Quote, at best, the public statement was a reckless attempt by you and your co-signatures to erroneously opine about purported election interference. At worst, and more likely, the public statement was a deliberate and coordinated effort to mislead the American people about information relevant to the 2020 presidential election by invoking your national security experience to falsely suggest that the allegations about Hunter Biden were not based in fact. Now, here's the part that's scary about these 51 people. Many of them, the majority of them, from what I have been told, still have their top secret security clearance with the United States government. You think that shouldn't be revoked? You're an idiot. The only thing stopping this dam right now from breaking is Democrats currently control the House of Representatives and the Senate. Republicans, as you know, are favored to win the November midterm elections, which would allow them to wield subpoena power next year that can compel potential witnesses in any congressional investigation to produce documents and submit to questioning. A senior GOP aide told the Post that these intelligence officials have a choice, either cooperate now or face the consequences when Republicans take the majority next year. If they have nothing to hide, quote, it shouldn't be hard for them to work with a committee. I go back to the New York Post and their initial October 2020 reporting. It was a bombshell, no doubt. It was authentic, no doubt. And it was based on a trove of Hunter Biden emails revealing that he was trading on the family name and money was going to the big guy and money was going to his uncle, Joe Biden's brother, in every deal they did. It was in those emails that revealed that an executive at the Ukrainian gas company Burisma emailed Hunter in 2015 when his dad was the vice president to thank him for the chance to meet his father, directly contradicting Biden's 2019 claim that he had never spoken with his son about his overseas business dealings. So you're just randomly playing golf with a guy from Burisma? Come on, man, to quote Joe Biden. Hunter Biden was paid a reported $1 million per year to serve on Burisma's board, while his vice president dad led the Obama administration's Ukraine policy, which, by the way, Joe Biden bragged about, getting that prosecutor fired. The prosecutor fired. And you know who that prosecutor was? The guy that was investigating Burisma, the company that Joe Biden's son was getting paid from. Now, of course, the Biden campaign denied that that meeting occurred, saying We have reviewed Joe Biden's official schedules from the time and no meeting, as alleged by the New York Post, ever took place. Twitter banned sharing that Post article and locked the Post out of its accounts, and Facebook squelched circulation of the story altogether. A photo and email subsequently reported by the Post indicated that Joe Biden attended a 2015 dinner at a DC's Cafe Milano with a group of his son's business partners. What's even more insane about this 2015 dinner is everybody that was there had direct ties to Vladimir Putin. You had a Russian billionaire, Baturina, and her husband, ex-Moscow mayor. Baturina is Russia's richest woman. And a 2020 report from the Republican-led Senate committees alleged that in 2014, she paid $3.5 million to a firm directly associated with Hunter Biden for payments. Joe Biden, again, lied when he said that he never spoke to his son about his business dealings. Well, if that's the case, then how is it that Joe Biden went to a dinner with all of these oligarchs from Russia with his son? And if you think that's not crazy, another email, October 2020, has now given a new bombshell that the Post described the communications about Hunter Biden and his uncle Jim Biden's business venture with the company CEFE, that's China Energy. A May 13th, 2017 email recovered from the laptop says, quote, the big guy would get a 10% equity stake in a corporate entity established with CEFE. Former Hunter Biden business partner. You may remember this guy. He was a whistleblower. Tony Bobulinski alleges that he met with Joe Biden to discuss the CEFE venture on May 2nd, 2017, and that the president was, in fact, the big guy. What did the media do? Silence that story, shut it down, called it Russian misinformation. Now we know that's a fact. The first son recently paid off a tax bill of more than $1 million in a bid to avoid prosecution from the federal government. The Times reported last month. Why did they report on it? Because they had no choice because they knew an indictment was coming. But they were trying to protect the dad at that point, and now that protection, they may say, screw it, we'll get rid of Joe Biden too. The Washington Post also reported this week that Hunter and Jim Biden received $4.8 million from that Chinese Communist Energy Company in 2017 and 2018 alone. This letter, issued Wednesday by the House Judiciary Committee Republicans, accuses the former intelligence officials of wrongfully giving Biden cover ahead of the election. The concerted effort, quote, to suppress public dissemination of the serious allegations about Hunter Biden and the Biden family, as first reported in October 2020 by the New York Post, was a grave disservice to the American citizens' informed participation in our democracy, the letter states. And they are absolutely right. Your public statement was consistent with a broader effort to minimize and censor the New York Post reporting about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's family. National news organization called the allegations about Hunter Biden dubious and not and a non-scandal. CBS News reporter Leslie Stahl said the allegations can't be verified. And NPR called it a waste of time and a pure distraction. Isn't it interesting that I just played for you CBS News now claiming that they're doing a deep dive into Hunter Biden, a deep dive, and CBS News has learned that more than 150 transactions, the same CBS News that said this was all crap right before the election, is now saying they've just learned that there's more than 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs that were flagged for further review by U.S. banks. So how many other transactions were not flagged if 150 of them did get flagged? And the same people that told you that this was all a lie are now telling you it's real at CBS News. Let that sink in.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to now transition to the other part of the story. And Joe Biden wrote a college recommendation letter for son of Hunter Biden's Chinese business partner, emails now confirmed. Not only did he write the letter, apparently he FedExed it directly overnight to the president of Brown University. Senator Ron Johnson talked about this latest revelation that clearly connects the president of the United States of America to the business dealings of Hunter Biden and the brother. Now, he went on Hannity last night and talked about It is beyond time for a special prosecutor. We talked about this yesterday. But Biden's family's foreign dealings show that there is no way to separate any of these people from one another. Listen to what he had to say with Hannity last night.
Senator Ron Johnson is with us. Senator, why would he do such a favor like that? That's to get a former vice president to write a letter of recommendation, to me, seems like a big deal.
Yeah, Sean, I think it's pretty obvious. It's influence peddling. It's corrupt. And the fact that Joe Biden repeatedly lied that he'd never spoken to Hunter about his overseas business transactions is obviously refuted and rebutted by the fact that he has multiple photographs. You know, this is just the latest piece of evidence right here. You know, one of the questions I have is I wonder if the Communist Chinese Party was going to task Christopher Lee with stealing our intellectual property at universities. Joe Biden has canceled the China Initiative, which was designed to investigate college students or potentially professors that are stealing our intellectual property for the benefit of the Communist Party in China. So again, you know, this is sleazy. It's corrupt, but as sleazy and as corrupt as the Biden business ventures are, you know, I'm equally concerned about the complicity and corruption of the mainstream media and certain elements in our federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies exhibited by the 51 intelligence operatives that wrote that letter to get us all off the trail of Hunter Biden's laptop before the election. They should be ashamed. They should be held accountable.
You know, he talked about the accountability there. It's something I mentioned earlier. The Republicans are now talking about these 51 former top intelligence individuals that were used to shut everybody up talking about the Hunter Biden laptop, saying it was Russian, had the marks of Russian misinformation, disinformation, that this was the marks of a Russian ploy or plot, and that you should immediately stop talking about this because all you're doing is enabling Russia. That's what they were saying. They signed this letter. How did they do this letter? How did it come about? What did they know and when did they know it? Why do they lie to us about everything in this letter? All of these are questions that need to be asked. Now, these people still have their security clearance. Many of them do, if not all of them, still have their top secret security clearance. So we need to know why they still have it. And shouldn't that security clearance at this point obviously be taken away from them? Like immediately be taken away from them? I would say yes, it should be taken away from them. Listen to this part of what Senator Johnson had to say in another question that he was asked about how all this has come down so quickly and so fast in the last just couple of days.
I'll tell you what I'm most concerned about, and nobody seems to want to raise the question, and that is that the amount of money that the Biden family syndicate was making from China, you got a $1.5 billion deal, Bank of China, $100,000 shopping spree with the Chinese national. You got, according to Peter Schweitzer's number one best-selling book, another $30 million in there in the family coffers. Then you got $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch, former first lady of Moscow. Then you got the Kazakh oligarch buying a sports car for Hunter Biden and sending it to his company. Then you got the whole Ukraine issue with a real quid and pro and quo Joe is on tape bragging about. All of these countries now many of them are in the news. Most of them are in the news except for Kazakhstan. One has to wonder if Hunter Biden, who is using crack cocaine, admitted crack addict and prostitutes, what compromising materials, to quote Adam Schiff's friend from Russia, do they have on the Biden family? And does that impact Joe Biden's ability to deal with these countries?
Well, Sean, it's easy to quick total up $13 million between Ukraine, Russia, and China. And by the way, Jonathan Lee was just one of the business partners that Hunter had in China. One of them was Patrick Ho, who in another communication off that laptop, Hunter Biden says was the expletive deleted spy chief of China. The Bidens knew exactly who they were dealing with. Of course, Joe Biden met with Devin Archer, who is now a convicted felon, in the White House days before he went to Ukraine, was named the point person for Ukraine. A day later, Devin Archer is named the board of Burisma. A couple weeks later, Hunter is named the board of Burisma. In between that, the owner of Burisma has $23 million of his assets seized in London. So it's just amazing the coincidence here. Like I say, this is sleazy, this is corrupt. And the fact that Joe Biden, as president, canceled the sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, the fact that he canceled that China initiative, certainly makes you suspicious that something's going on here. Something is amiss.
Something is amiss, you think? And I'm not saying that sarcastically to the senator here, but it's obvious. I mean, the foreign family dealings clearly have to influence what they can and cannot do with China, with Kazakhstan, with Russia. And all of them seem to be in charge right now of the Biden family, which may explain exactly why Biden can't do certain things. Because if you've been taking all this money, and there's a good chance that you started taking a lot of this money because you thought you weren't going to run for president. Remember, he didn't run for president for a reason. Now, he said it was his son dying. And I'm not trying to make light of that. I want to be clear. He may have believed that at the time. But they also knew that at that point, you got to cash in when he's the vice president as long as possible. And then after that, he decides to run. And there was a lot of people that were shocked when he decided to run the Democratic Party. And so you still have those IOUs, right? Many of those IOUs that maybe you didn't have to pay off on. Maybe you didn't have to pay off on them because you weren't in office anymore. You didn't have as much power. It's the same exact reason why with the Clinton crime family, the donations disappeared when she lost the election from the Clinton Foundation. They disappeared because she no longer had the influence to do the things that she was able to do before. And people were sending in mass amounts of money, millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, Clinton Foundation, hedging their bets. Not just on the influence when she was a Secretary of State, but also on the fact that she was going to run for president, and everybody said she was going to win. And then as soon as the power was gone, the money dried up. So if you go back and look at these business deals, and you look at how Hunter Biden was willing to whore out the vice president's office and whore out his father to any bidder, including Russian oligarchs, including the former mayor of Moscow's wife, who's the richest woman in Russia. Right? When you see that and how much they were willing to take money virtually from anyone, anywhere in the world, it just didn't matter. It's probably because they knew their days were numbered to be able to cash in that way. Because they didn't think that Joe Biden was actually ever going to run again for president, much less win. And sure enough, he did. Well, now all that compromising information can be used against you. Every single bit of it. And if every single bit of that information can be used against you, then is it influencing your decision making at the highest level? Yes, there's no way it couldn't. Do I believe that there's information that they can blackmail the president on? Absolutely. Based on his son's laptop, I think we can all agree that is a fair and even, you could argue, cautious analysis of the situation. And that's why Johnson said what he just said. Atlantic writer, I love this, actually dismissed questions about Hunter Biden's laptop story, saying, I don't find it to be, quote, interesting. When she was on a panel with David Axelrod at the University of Chicago Institute of Politics, because they're angry they're even having to answer these questions now, right? These are the elitists. This is an Atlantic writer. Listen.
I mean, my problem with Hunter Biden's laptop is, I think, totally irrelevant. I mean, it's not whether it's disinformation or, I mean, I don't think the Hunter Biden's business relationships have anything to do with who should be president of the United States. So I don't find it to be interesting. I mean, that would be my problem with that as a major news story.
We're going to talk.
By the way, David Axelrod sitting on stage with her. She doesn't find it interesting. She finds his business dealings with his father involved and his uncle involved totally irrelevant. And all the emails connecting the father to influence peddling, totally irrelevant. I'm going to dismiss the question about Hunter Biden's laptop story. I don't find it to be interesting. Jonathan Turley said earlier today, it is impossible to investigate Hunter Biden without dealing with President Biden. This is a classic reason why we need a special counsel. Listen.
When this question comes up at the White House, they often kick at the Department of Justice. And I know you have very sharp words from Merrick Garland. Let me just play the exchange from this week, Wednesday, with Peter Doocy, yet again with Jen Psaki.
Was it common for President Biden to do favors for Hunter Biden's international business partners, like writing college recommendations for their kids?
I have no confirmation or comment. And
at the time, a former vice president would be a big deal. So do we know what the president might have gotten in return for doing a favor like that?
I have no confirmation of any recommendation letter the president wrote when he was a private citizen.
Okay, so that's the back and forth, the latest. You say it's baffling as to why Merrick Garland has not appointed a special counsel. He could change his mind, lay it out for us.
Yeah. Well, you could not create a stronger case. It is impossible to investigate the allegations that were brought to the surface by the laptop without dealing with President Biden. This would be enormously embarrassing to the president. The president stands contradicted in terms of his denials of past knowledge, his denials of any involvement. Even Hunter Biden has contradicted his father. So you can't really get into these accounts without constantly running into the president. That's the really classic reason for a special counsel. I mean, you have at some point Hunter Biden saying that we're using this account where money's coming in from these sources to intermingle money that might be going to the president. You have Hunter Biden at one point complaining to his daughter that his father is taking 50% of what he earns. Now, what the truth may be is still to be be laid out by this investigation. But the concern is that the public may have lingering doubts about the independence of an investigation by the president's own Justice Department when he stands at great political and personal risk.
Look, Turley is right. It is impossible to investigate Hunter Biden without dealing with President Biden. It's impossible to say that at this point Garland is somehow could be impartial. There should be a special counsel to investigate all of this. He knows it. Garland knows it. The White House knows it. And the White House keeps lying, right? Jen Psaki today disputed evidence. Joe Biden was was office mates with Hunter and Jim Biden. She even said that's not accurate, even though there is actual evidence to say that they were office mates. Also from the emails where she says he knew nothing about the business dealings. We now know that's a lie because they were using office space together.
Was it common for President Biden to do favors for Hunter Biden's international business partners, like writing college recommendations for their kids?
I've seen the report. I have no confirmation or comment on a report about whether or not the president, when he was a private citizen, wrote a college recommendation letter for an individual.
A college recommendation letter, though, from at the time a former vice president would be a big deal. So do we know what the president might have gotten in return for doing a favor like that?
Again, I have no confirmation of any recommendation letter the president wrote when he was a private citizen, by the way, not serving in public office. That's even the report.
But he's the president now and you're his spokesperson.
Correct. And he was not the president at the time of this report.
So there's evidence that the president was office mates with Hunter and his brother Jim here in D.C.
It's not accurate.
That is not accurate. So when Hunter Biden is emailing a landlord, please have keys made available for new office mates, Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden. That you're disputing.
They were not office mates, no.
They were not office mates. Okay.
Great.
Great. Let's move on. We'll keep the lies going. If there's anybody that can't wait to leave the White House, it's Jen Psaki to move over to MSNBC and do her show. We'll continue to keep looking at this. Please make sure you grab our back podcasts that deal more with the deep dive in Hunter Biden, how we got to the point where we are now. Also, make sure you share our podcast and hit the subscriber on auto download button right now as well. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.